Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first podcast. When was the last time you felt pure happiness, and what made you happy? Was it a new pair of shoes, a new car, or any luxury item? Or was it just having a beautiful day outside while enjoying the sunny weather?
Hello, my name is Mireille.
My name is Barry.
And I am Gizem.
Today, we want to talk about our individual thoughts that lead to happiness and what makes us actually happy.
So what is happiness? Happiness has many different definitions. It can be an emotional state characterized by feelings of joy, satisfaction, contentment, and fulfillment.
Often described as involving positive emotions and life satisfaction, most people talk about the present moment or they refer to more general sense of how they feel about life overall.
And some people even prefer materialistic things to be happy, such as money and luxury.
The last time I felt pure happiness was seeing my loved ones being happy and healthy, especially at this times. We all know we had a rough time during this pandemic, and as it all goes hopefully to an end, I realized that we can be very grateful that we are managing this time without any health issues and obstacles. In our surrounding, we noticed that many people were also affected negatively, for example, people who lost a family member. And sometimes I grumble because I can't do the things I did before, like for example eating a pizza at my favorite restaurant.
Yes, exactly. With this pandemic, I also realized that the small things in life matter. For example, getting a hug from a friend or just a simple smile from the cashier who's not exhausted from people running into the supermarkets like there's no food left. I truly believe that we had more than we actually need in our lives. Why weren't we grateful even though we had everything?
That's the problem with human beings. They have never enough. They want to have more and more. I guess some people, including us, are still greedy. And do you know what the little things are that would make me happy even though I was still complaining about them? Waking up in the morning and making myself ready for university, buying coffee for you guys, and just enjoying the day after university.
Weren't you guys surprised by the answers of the spontaneous survey we made on Instagram with the question, what makes you happy? Some people answered family, love, success, money, sport, food, deep emotions, and music, and so on.
These are typical answers that would come to your mind at first. But what came into my mind at first was definitely being thankful for living in a safe country and having clean water every day, something to eat, equality for both genders, and of course, access to education. These are the things that we should be grateful on a daily basis. We should appreciate these things.
I guess it is about being thankful for all the things we had and have. Like, for example, one of the four categories of the GGIA's gratitude practices says that you should express your gratitude with writing a letter to whom you are thankful for. A study conducted by Martin Seligman proved that writing and delivering a gratitude letter has the greatest positive impact on happiness.
And these things are, of course, coming with freedom. Having the freedom to say whatever you want, to love the person, whoever you want, to live the religion or the culture you want, to wear what you want without getting any consequences, and having the freedom to choose the way you want to live on your own.
Let's refer to the question if luxury item, for example, can make you happy. The opinions are very different because you can define luxury in two ways. First of all, materialistic stuff that you can buy with money. Second, stuff you can't buy with money. So, what actually is luxury? They made us believe that luxury was the rare, the expensive, the exclusive, and everything that seemed unattainable. Now we realize that luxury were those little things that we did not know how to value when we had them. And now that they are gone, we miss them so much.
Luxury is being healthy. It is not stepping in a hospital. Luxury is being able to walk along the seashore. Luxury is going out on the streets and breathing without a mask. Luxury is meeting your lover, whole family, or with your friends. Luxury are the looks, smiles are luxury, hugs and kisses. Luxury is enjoying every sunrise. It is the privilege of loving and being alive. All this is luxury, and we did not know.
So, what we can understand from all these things is that being grateful for these luxury statements actually makes you happy, even if you own at least one of them.
After all this, we should bear in mind to write down the things we are happy for. Even if it is very small or just a simple thing, we should note down three things at the end of the day that went well. This study is called Three Good Things by Martin Seligman. He claims to reflect your days to increase happiness. Studies show that if you write down three things that make you happy, happiness could persist for about 6 months.
So, what were your three little things for which you are happy today, Gizem?
I woke up. I'm healthy and alive. These are the things that make me happy at the end of the day. Oh, guys, and what also made me happy today is that I could finally go to the restaurant that I love. I ate pizza.